In the hadith, it is stated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that in this majlis, if somebody is present, if somebody sits down or attends, just attends this gathering, then even that individual does not depart without anything, at a loss. There are so many barakat and blessings in this majlis, in the gathering of the dhikr of Allah. There is no limit to the blessings. For example, even if we're sitting down not doing dhikr, doing nothing, we don't know what is his state, his thinking. But Allah Ta'ala says that there's so much mercy upon that gathering, within that gathering where dhikr is performed, that even if an individual comes and just takes part or sits there and he doesn't have intention, he doesn't want to do dhikr, it wasn't his objective to do dhikr, just walking past or going along and he came and attended, Allah Ta'ala says, I even forgive that person. So imagine those individuals whose lives have become habitual with doing the dhikr of Allah, then how many mercies of Allah will be upon those people, subhanAllah. So this definitely will happen and occur in the akhirah, hereafter. Just we have to believe and have faith in this, that such a great point has been delivered to us. Now let's not see, am I feeling barakah? Is there blessings? Can I see this or not? Have my task been fulfilled, or is my life progressing or not? Why isn't this occurring? Leave all of this thinking. The barakah Allah Ta'ala is speaking about, mentioning, this will cool all of the fire of Jahannam. It will be the plane of resurrection, intense darkness. People will be lost in the darkness, and the barakah, blessings of this gathering will be visible there. That's where we'll see the barakah of this majlis, of this gathering. So this, Allah Ta'ala has given us His karam, His mercy, His grace upon an individual, subhanAllah, that just one majlis, not one majlis, but he gets the love for the majalis, the gatherings and the dhikr of Allah, such love he attains that alhamdulillah, this becomes his habit in life. His habit, and he has that yearning, desperateness. These are stages. These are stages. He has that yearning and that desperate feeling, dhikr is happening, I can't go, I want to arrive. If only I'd arrived to dhikr, I should have gone to dhikr. Oh, when it's time for dhikr and he's feeling desperate and he starts coming towards the gathering. Be careful about this. Be careful about this. The nafs is present. The desires are present. The nafs is there. Nafs will play. Nafs will perform its tricks. Definitely, most definitely, the nafs will perform its tricks and try to stop an individual. Give him excuses and show him diamonds and pearls and big obstacles he'll create, and he'll explain, oh, it's okay, compromise. But remember one thing at that time, Allah Ta'ala stated that arrive to this gathering, even that in itself is a massive blessing. So my brothers, not attending is a big loss. Rather, we should do dua, supplicate Allah Ta'ala, today you've given us the tawfiq, capability to do dhikr, today give me more capability than this. Give me more capability than this. And alhamdulillah, I will congratulate those individuals that how Allah Ta'ala has switched and changed our hearts. He has made us focused on dhikr. Many rewards for this. Many rewards for this. And just soon as a person closes his eyes, the rewards will start. Soon as he passes away, the rewards will start. And there will be mojin. Mojin meaning enjoyment. Morning dhikr, evening dhikr, other gatherings. And khud individually himself does dhikr. And then whilst he's walking along or along the day, he's got fikr, concerned about dhikr. I've got to get to dhikr in the evening. I've got to arrive to dhikr. Let's prepare for dhikr. Or let's do this for dhikr. So always something or other the individual's doing, focus on dhikr. He becomes so busy and occupied that always he's thinking about dhikr. Always he's thinking about dhikr. The sheet system, the analysis system, alerts and inviting people, notifications, always on your phone. Always I keep you alert that your focus should be where? Where should it be? Towards dhikr, towards Allah's remembrance. You're not even doing dhikr, but you're present. You're doing it. So this is Allah's karam, Allah's mercy upon us all. So be observant on this, steadfast. And how do we know health will stay? How do we know if there will be health tomorrow? How do we know we'll be able to come then or not? Then we'll be forced not to come. That at the moment Allah's ruled, you have a desire, you want to attend, it's in your daily life, you want to arrive. Allah Ta'ala, if He wants you to rest, sit down for a while, for a week, Allah will make you ill, just stay at home for a while. Then that's Allah's choice, alhamdulillah. We have to do sabr then, be patient. But don't obey the nafs, the desires. Because then the nafs will be extremely happy and overjoyed. Oh, I've destroyed this individual and spoilt him. Remember this point also, that we don't know which majlis, which mercy will come down on which gathering. Remember this, the gathering in the morning, if we sit in that gathering, that same rahmah will be not now, at this time. No. Allah Ta'ala says that every moment Allah Ta'ala's glory is there and it's different possibly. And a pious elder stated, Allah Ta'ala said, every second, every moment, my glory is elevated in the highest and most powerful. And a pious elder said, Hazrat, where is the Allah's glory seen? At the Kaaba, in Madinatul Munawwar, on Mount Tur, on Baytul Maqdis, where is Allah Ta'ala's shan and glory seen visible? He said, don't you know, the teacher said, that the person that dhakir upon his heart, in his heart is Allah Ta'ala's glory and power. That's where Allah Ta'ala's glory and power comes, the tajalliyat. This is called the tajalliyat. You could say the droplets of Allah Ta'ala's nur. And our Naqshbandi says, for yous, virtues, barakat and blessings. That's why Pious Elder said, the more you have love for your Shaykh, the more love and muhabbat and love and belief, conviction in the Shaykh, these are the for yous and barakat. They will increase. You don't see these things. You don't see this thing. What's stated, that's become a principle. We have to work upon that principle. Not dissect it, analyze it, is it happening or not, question it, doubt, is it increasing? No. That's a point has been delivered to us, a learning, authentic, has arrived to us in the form of the hadith. Become steadfast. Establish yourself, don't look left and right and question. Don't challenge it. Don't look around. Alhamdulillah, we're attaining this. So my brothers, whenever the nafs stops you, prevents you, me or you, we have to oppose the nafs. Say, no, yaar. It could be that Allah Ta'ala will send some new khairat to me, something beneficial to me. Let me present my heart to Allah. Even if one splash of Allah Ta'ala's tajalliyat comes to my heart, I'll be successful. Always a person, whatever he gets. So when the majlis dhikr, it's time for the gathering, pack everything up, stop your worldly actions. May Allah give health. May Allah Ta'ala give goodness. And if you don't have an obstacle due to health, no difficulty at home on your life to stop you, no distress, no problem, that they stop your feet from coming to the dhikr gathering, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us and prevent us from that. Until our death, may Allah Ta'ala allow us to be attached to such gatherings. Ameen.
اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله